Meanwhile, I would like to ask everyone who served on the 2011 Executive Committee to stand at this time, please.
Thank you for all your work and the things that we have accomplished together and the time that you've sacrificed this year to serve on this particular committee. Since we met last as a full board in Orlando in August, the executive committee met on September 20th in Denver and held six other meetings by conference call since then. As you know, much of our efforts has been in reviewing the work of special committees, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that right now because you're going to get a full update and reports about those actions here shortly today. The executive committee also receives and they discuss monthly financial reports and projections and determines whether or not we need to recommend any changes to our budgets, our programs, or make any changes in collections or trends in the industry. We also approve the CBB administration budget, review the status of the State Beef Council marketing plans and audit reports, and request regular updates from our producer communications programs, which is managed in-house by the CBB. Another task that the executive committee completes at virtually all meetings is the review and the approval of branded partnerships from state beef councils and from our national contractors. At our meeting here in Nashville yesterday, we approved the minutes of our January 19th meeting by conference call. We received a financial report from your CBB Secretary, Roger West, approved one national and two state beef council branded partnerships. We got an evaluation program update from the Joint Evaluation Committee Chairman Ted Gradonis, and heard the exciting results of our latest producer attitude survey, which will be released at tomorrow's Joint Producer Communications Committee meeting. Of course, this year our bylaws call for the executive committee minutes to be ratified by the full board. So what we need to accomplish here today, Mr. Chair, is a board acceptance of the minutes from meetings and conference calls of the executive committee on the following dates: September the 20th, October the 31st, November the 16th, November the 28th, and December the 14th, 2011, as well as January the 6th and January 19th of 2012. Mr. Chairman, unless there are changes or corrections suggested, I would at this time entertain a motion that the minutes of these seven meetings be ratified as presented and as a package.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Is there a second?
Second.
Deb? Any discussion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Well, then we have.
Then thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my report.
Thank you.